February 10th. Note to self. The sweetheart dance is in 4 days. Ask Brandon ASAP. Last night, I dug around in the garage and found a big box of Brianna's old water toys that had been put away back when she was a toddler. Hey, I was desperate. But the good news is that I found the cutest little float toy thingy that fit around my waist perfectly. As long as I didn't try to breathe. And packed in the same box was a super old swimsuit that belonged to my grandma when she was a little girl. I thought I looked pretty cute walking out to the pool for swim class. Until Chloe gasped, Zoe covered her eyes, and everyone else stared. Sierra the seahorse and I get ready for my floating skills test. Mackenzie just looked me up and down like she had never seen a swimsuit with legs. Or Sierra, a hot pink Princess Sugar Plum baby seahorse float toy with purple hearts on it. I mean, where has that girl been all of her life? Under a rock? Then Mackenzie batted her eyes at me all innocent-like and made a very snarky and insulting comment in front of the entire swim class. Excuse me, Nikki, but the class for water babies meets tomorrow at 4 p.m., not today. Of course, everyone snickered. I could not believe that girl had the nerve to publicly insinuate that I was a water baby. Gee, thanks, Mackenzie, for the info on the other class, I said really sweetly. Now, why don't you go and jump into the deep end of the pool, swallow 27 gallons of water, and explode? And, of course, my gym teacher didn't help matters any. She said I couldn't get into the pool with my seahorse because float toys were not allowed. But I didn't see that rule posted on the wall. It only said, WCD pool rules. Number 1, no running. Number 2, no eating. Number 3, no horseplay. Number 4, no peeing in the pool. Anyway, I must have had a really big breakfast or something, because when I tried to take it off, that stupid seahorse was stuck. Even Chloe and Zoe couldn't pry it off of me. Ugh, please help me. Arrgh! And because I could hardly breathe, I started having these really weird hallucinations. I saw myself in bio class, sitting next to Brandon while wearing that seahorse float toy thingy. Going to the sweetheart dance wearing that seahorse float toy thingy. Graduating from high school wearing that seahorse float toy thingy. Moving into my college dormitory wearing that seahorse float toy thingy. Getting married, wearing that seahorse float toy thingy. And giving birth to my first child, wearing that seahorse float toy thingy. OMG, it was like I was going to be stuck wearing that seahorse the rest of my life. That's when I just totally lost it and started screaming hysterically. Or due to a lack of oxygen, maybe I was just hallucinating that I was screaming hysterically. I really couldn't tell for sure since I was very confused. That's when my gym teacher called the janitor and told him to come ASAP because she had an emergency situation. He actually had to cut that seahorse float toy thingy off of me with these giant metal clippers, which of course made me super nervous. One little accidental snip, and I could have lost an arm or leg or something. Hey, it could happen. I'd already lost a braid to Brianna just 8 days ago. Anyway, the good news is that after the janitor finally got that thing off, I started breathing again. OMG, I felt so much better after that seahorse fiasco was over. But the surprising thing was that my gym teacher actually gave me a passing score in my floating skills test for good effort. mainly because she said she'd had enough drama for one day and didn't want me in the pool endangering my life, her life, or the lives of other students in the class. I was super happy things turned out so well. Anyway, I still had to figure out how I was going to ask Brandon to the sweetheart dance. I had no idea how all of the other girls at my school were brave enough to ask their crushes to the dance. I guess the major difference is that I'm a spineless coward, and just the thought of Brandon possibly saying no totally freaked me out. I decided to take the direct approach. Track him down at the newspaper office and just ask him. I mean, how hard could it be? Extremely! I had a dry mouth, shaky knees, and a stomach full of rabid butterflies. And that was from just merely thinking about it. But apparently Brandon and the rest of our photography staff were on a 2-day field trip touring a local community newspaper. So my only option is to talk to him about the dance when he returns on Wednesday. I still can't believe I actually passed my floating skills test. Woohoo!